It's time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Oh, good evening. This is my 50th year now. I'm entering my 50th year to be on the radio. It actually will be at the end of November. And I'm happy to be here, live and kicking. I'm sorry to see what's happening to your country. But I told you a long time ago, many of you long before you were a twinkle in your father's eye, I was on the air. Some of you are grandfathers already and 50 years old. But all those years, I said America would become a communist country and maybe we have to move. I told my wife that. Why would that be? Well, you have. You are a communist country now. You only have to feel the full effects of it soon. But you have an opportunity, if you know how, to reshape your country again. But you need the courage of your military. The courage, not the military. You just need the courage of the military, who will face all kinds of hardship for the sake of freedom. You've grown soft. You let them do the hard work. You pay them to do it. And many of them are volunteers and don't get paid much. But they do, and they die for your freedom. But you won't fight for your own because you're afraid of confrontation. You're afraid of your government, aren't you? And that's the whole idea, to keep you afraid. This is a very, very dangerous time, and if you want to sit on the sideline, well, you'll just have to suffer the consequences. I do hope I'm speaking to Americans, both on the right and the left, and to forget your partisan politics. Partisan politics are very dangerous. We need a loyal opposition, not a disloyal opposition. And that's what you've got. Anyway, the disloyal opposition was so successful, it's like mother and father fighting. You know, mom is unreasonable and father doesn't know how to deal with it except get mad or give in, go along, which is what the Bush administration did. So you can't trust either one. Is typical of, personal life. But this has been socially, the problems of associated with the who rules in families, usually the most obsequious dummy or the cruelest member, the slyest, cruelest member, doesn't allow free speech in the home. I don't think you can find, by the way, much free speech in most homes, except yelling, screaming and shouting, or complete silence on any subject consisting of truth. So with this program, I think maybe we can shake a leg a little bit, shake you loose a little bit, wake you up and say, this is how you confront what's coming down at you. And you, Glenn Beck, I like him very much. And he's talking about the social engineering that's, well, I've been saying, while he was knee-high to a grasshopper. I was knowing these things and talking about it for the last 40 years at least. I've even written books on it. I've got a book in front of me, Hypnosis of Life, Secret Power of Words. I don't sell many because you're afraid of what you should read them. You should be afraid of what you should read in them. But you should look and see what's in my books. And when you understand how you're being manipulated, how you're being intimidated, defamed, that sort of thing, when you understand that, and you find the secret of dealing with it, you win. And all you need to do is find what the Bible refers to as grace. And it's not just stiff upper lip and being brave. A drunk person could be brave and angry and do things he shouldn't. In a fit of anger covering fear, a man can do some very brave things and get a medal for it, then feel guilty all his life because he's being praised for his anger. And he knew he felt guilty for his anger, but he doesn't. But everybody loves him for his bravery. It's a strange dichotomy. But the medal and everybody admiring him could actually drive him to suicide. So therefore, I'm not interested in bravery right now. I'm interested in the ability to confront without resentment your adversary, your next-door neighbor, Because there are people who have been programmed for life, and they will, and they're not interested in dialogue. Not interested in dialogue at all. As a matter of fact, they want to silence dissent. But dissent you must have, regardless of the cost. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because if I find that Americans are cowardly, I'm going to go live somewhere else. Not that it will do me much good. Because America goes, so goes the world. Okay, you want to call me? 800-866-8883 and talk to me about confrontation? Because most of you don't know how to deal with it.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
You know, you do know you're living in a communist country now, don't you? You don't. Funny. Well, some of you become communists and you don't even know it. But you think you're an American. And I'm particularly, my comment is particularly slanted towards the media, which you call the mainstream media, which isn't mainstream. They're the products, they're bred in the compromised school systems, the college systems, and they've been turned. It's very easy to turn someone, especially when your parents pay for that. And it's like, as I said before, about fortune tellers, you pay ahead for your advice and you obligated to take it. That's what makes you suggestible. You pay for your school and you're obligated to buy what is given to you, to your children. Now, you've all known for a long time that degradation and defamation is part of what has demoralized our country. The praise of perversity and the defamation of virtue. You see with Sarah Palin. You see his typical communist tactics. So they've been going on for a long time. And we haven't taken a stand. The Republicans never took a stand. George Bush never did. He just, well, they allow. I've seen him mealy-mouthing. I like the man. He's a good man for next door neighbor, but that's all. And, you know, we're allowed free speech, but he should have taken a stand against the things they were saying about him and, you know, the things that were happening to our country. I've been doing it for almost for 50 years now, since I've been on radio. I had the honor of being attacked by the left many years ago. When I first went on radio, I couldn't understand. Why am I being attacked? I'm trying to help the family. I got it now. They destroy the family. You marginalize the husband. And then you have the women and children. Hitler said, you get the women and children, and you get the husband eventually later, too. So, but the point is, it's all done by defamation. And the control of the universities and the media, and the breeding of the kind of people that you have in are represented by what you call the mainstream media are actually compromised youth. They do not know. You ever seen the movie Manchurian Candidate? Well, you need to go see it. Not the color one, the new one, but the one who was in who made the old one, Joseph, Frank Sinatra. They get the Frank Sinatra version, and you'll see how it works. It's the best movie ever made about mind control, Soviet mind control. Well, that's what you got social engineers in your schools, and it was so open, but you didn't know how to confront it. I confronted it wherever I could. I always did. I took my kids out of school, and we built a school over here, so it didn't do that. But, you know, it was things were getting pretty bad many, many years ago when my kids were, you know, 13, 14. I was going to let them go to high school. I took them out. It's better to be a failure in life than a success in school because I didn't want my kids to become communists. But you allowed it. You're too busy with two chickens in every pot, two cars in every garage, and whatever it is. You looked the other way because it wasn't convenient to homeschool your children. And they'll come after the bright ones, though, you see. But anyway, I just want to tell you that you're living in a communist country, but it's not the die is not set yet. It's cast, but it's not set. So you have to learn to not worry about your job because you're going to lose it anyway. You already lost your freedom. It's gone. And so now when you stand up for it, you're going to be called all kinds of names. I've been saying that too for a long time, but now, you know, about the only person that's saying is Glenn Beck, and I like him and I love him. I should be on his show. But we're on different networks, but I still love him. He's doing a great job. But there's one thing he needs to know more than he can mouth some of the things I know, but you have to be converted. Now, what I mean by that, you have to be converted to an American Muslim, an American Jew, an American Christian. You all pretty much share the same values if you weren't divided by your priests. And the left, of course, are Americans too, because I understand socialism, or people on the left, they see the hypocrisy of religion because people don't live. You know, religion can be crazy. Like, it can be crazy when you have to bow six times a day. You know when you're going down six times a day to prayer? That's reinforcing your conditioning. It doesn't do any good except to reinforce your programming as a Muslim. Sorry, that's one. So, but studying verses and chapters, thinking that you're going to go to heaven, doesn't make your character strong. It makes you think you're a Christian when you're not. So that's two. And then I can understand why, you know, I watched the rabbis on the plane the other night. The rabbis were playing to overcome the H1N1 virus, whatever it is. I forgot the name of it. Doesn't matter. And they're on the plane and all praying. And they were crazy. Rabbis on the plane were absolutely crazy, thinking they were tooting a horn. They call the chauffeur. They call it. And making noises on the plane and doing all kinds of antics. And I thought to myself, oh my God, it's insanity. People follow men like that? And not me. People follow what I say. I'm not saying you should give up religion. I say you should find it. And all religion should lead to the same God. The Jewish God is the Christian God. It should be the Muslim God. I think the moderate Muslims have the same God, but the others don't, of course. That's like going to the Middle Ages where you had the Inquisition. Those weren't Christians. And I don't know what God they had, but they would burn you at the stake if you were a real Christian. See, so they had some other God too in those days. So all I want to say to you is that the whole program here is to debrief you, deprogram you from your programming. Your program is represented, your program and your illness and your physical and mental illnesses, your troubles with your family, all stem from being disconnected from your common sense. You have common sense, but you're either too strong, you know what's right, but you're angry to get the strength to function. Or you know what's right, but you doubt yourself and fold. And either way works for the Obama administration. He's a communist, and so is all the others. They're very, in my opinion, they're very dangerous people. And you have a lot to fear, but don't be afraid. I'm not afraid. I'm target number one. Now, you notice the media doesn't come after me yet? They did at first, but you know, I have a lot of stations now. So all you're going to do is give me a little attention. And so I'm going to say you're going to have to learn to put down the papers. You should not read those papers or watch the movies that do not report the news honestly. Do not report accurately. Lie. Seem to be like a support group for the administration when they should be objective, journalists. You know, you listen to Glenn Beck, you know, you follow what he says. But the thing is what you need to learn from me. And I alone can teach you this. I don't know anybody else can teach it to you right now. But what I can teach you is how to stand your ground and not fold or become violent. That is very powerful stuff. Because the teachings of Lenin and all the rest of it, Karl Marx, is accuse others of what they are. They're bullies. They have no. Have you noticed there's no liberal talk shows? There's no success for liberal talk shows. All they can do is say dirty jokes and sex things, because they have no argument about anything. Oswald Spengler. Was it Oswald Spengler or was it Solzhenitsyn? Solzhenitsyn. He came over from Russia and tried to warn America about. He was in a Gulag concentration camp for 20 years. And when he was released into the Cold War, he came over here and the media ignored him. He warned. And one of his statements was, "It's characteristic that communism is so devoid of arguments that it has none to advance against its opponents. It lacks arguments, and hence there's the club, the concentration camp, the insane asylum, so you're crazy." Communism never concealed the fact it rejects all absolute concepts of morality. It scoffs at any consideration of good and evil and as indisputable categories. Communism is simply anti-humanity. I've said that before. Then Oswald Spencer said, well, here's an interesting one. Christian theology is the grandmother of Bolshevism. Bolshevism is communism. That's the word in those days, in Hitler's days, that Bolshevism destroyed Germany, basically. There were other factors, of course, but they were in charge, and they created all kinds of problems and rose to the occasion with welfare and helping the people and everything, and until there was no money, was not worth anything, and you couldn't buy an egg with a wheelbarrow of Marx. So he said, because of the hypocrisy, in other words, it's not Jesus is the problem, it's those who misrepresent him, followers, and also the ministers who have no idea what Christianity is. I don't hardly know a minister, not even the Pope, who's a very nice man. I don't think you know what Christianity is, because it's nothing you learn from a book. He says you don't need any teachers. Jesus never left any books. And what you've got as books is just letters, which wonderful letters called the Gospels. But it wasn't a Bible. It's just letters they wrote to each other. And Paul himself discovered Christianity on the road to Damascus. Yes, he had an epiphany. No, it should have been passed from generation to generation, not from rabbi or minister to, you know, one to another, so that you've got your own different cult groups, all saying something different about Christianity and arguing with each other. No, it flows. It is the liberation from religion. Christianity in its most highest sense, when practiced properly, is the freedom from verse and chapter. A verse and chapter can bring you to it, bring you the message. It brings you to understanding, and then it is the knowledge is no more. It's in your heart. You've been reminded, you've been awakened to what you've always known, but forgotten because of defamation and cruelty and the kind of things I was talking about opening the program, which there are forces that will deprive you of that and make you loyal to those who abuse you, and you will fold or you rebel. There are prisons for those who rebel. There's rewards for those who fold. Get it? But the common ground, the common emotion is resentment. So if you could learn not to be intimidated, hold your ground, we win. Because the enemy can't advance until they have those two reactions. So here is what he says. Oswald Spencer said, I picked these things out because they're particularly juicy. Also talking about liberalism from the past. It is from the intellectual mob, with the failures of all academic professions, the spiritually unfit, the morally inhibited at its head, and the gangsters of the liberal and Bolshevik risings are recruited. I say it again. It is from the intellectual mob, with the failures of all academic professions, the spiritually unfit, the morally inhibited at its head, that the gangsters of liberal and Bolshevik risings are recruited. I'm telling you, that's what you got in the White House. And they're very good at screwing with you. But they have no argument, and all they have to want to do is shut you up. And they intimidate you to shut you up because they have no real argument. They will say the most absurd things, create confusion. They make contradiction reality. They are strong and firm in their madness. But you try to reason with them, and you go crazy. Can't reason with them. The whole idea is to intimidate you into submission. Don't think you can understand this mind. You know, you don't need to. You can't reason with them. Assert yourself. Point out contradictions and let them get mad. That's the secret. Now, if the White House would like to listen to my program and work on me a little bit, I'm sure they will. I know they will. They know I'm here. I will show you how it works. I will show you how to drive them all up the wall. It's not silence. It's the way you speak. See the way I'm speaking right now? See, I'm as angry as you are, in a sense. Outrage, but there's no emotion in the outrage. Get it? See, when you have no emotion, you can't express anything because you haven't got the grace of, I'm going to find a word. It's a violence of some kind, but I have a word for it, and I'll come back to it. It's very difficult. Remind me to come back to that. I'll get it in just a minute. It is a certain kind of strength that is nonviolent force. There's the word. It's nonviolent force. It's a force that is such that it acts as a force that is violent. But you're not doing anything. Like, for instance, if you're one of his and you react to me, you're reacting to my force. And you will feel the violence of it. You will feel violated, angry. But it's your own anger I'm using against you, do you see? Now, maybe you may not understand that. You may go, you're stupid. Yeah, but not stupid. You're stupid, basically, if you say that I'm stupid, because it works. You want to turn the radio off, you get angry. You think that's going to help you? You're going to embark on trying to make me angry and accusing me of being angry because it's affected you in such a way you think that this is hate speech. And to you it's hate speech because my speech hurts. And it's supposed to hurt. But I'm not saying it to hurt. I'm saying it because it's true. And I speak, so I don't have to be upset to speak. If I'm upset and speak, then you have me. Because I'm playing on your level. I will not come down to your level. All right, now, do you understand that if you understand what I just said, all your diseases will disappear at the same time? Everyone who has a disease, mentally, emotionally, physically, 90% of them. Notice how I said it. 90% of the diseases, not 90% of the people get better, because not everybody wants to get better. A lot of people would rather see you dead than admit they're wrong. And so, I'm asking you to understand me and appreciate what I'm saying, and seeing that your approach to things is being sweet and nice is a form of manipulation that fails. It's a weakness. And then the result is frustration and anger that turns into aggression sometimes, or trying again to be sweet and nice, which will always lead to somebody being aggressive with you, or someone submitting to you, fearing that you'll be angry with them, because they're dependent upon the sense of worth you've given them by being so nice to them. All right, now we take our calls. New Jersey, 800-866-8883. Do you understand now that I am preaching a nonviolent force? Can you imagine what a nonviolent force is? I guess the press would have a heyday with, you know, with this statement. Nonviolent force. I'll demonstrate it anytime they want to care. They want to come on a show, arrange a, you know, discussion group in front of an audience, and try the intimidation game, because that's what they do. Confusion, you know, condescending. I know the game. I know how to control the debate. You people have to control debate. Must control the debate. When you go to these town meetings, control the debate. And certain questions you could ask, maybe you'd like to say, what kind of questions can we ask? You know, you can't reason with them, so don't think you can. Because all they do is they stand pat. They know if, no matter how much you try to reason with them, they'll just wave you off like you don't exist. And that's frustrating, but it shouldn't be. You need to press the point. Press it. And when they start to talk to you with authority, excuse me, Senator, whoever you are, I pay your wages. You are my servant. Don't you dare talk to me that way. Don't you dare put me down. I pay your wages. You work for me. That's the attitude you need to have with these people. That's all the attitude. Not to cry and try to plead with them and reason. You can't reason with them. They will frustrate you in your reasoning till you get sick. And then you're not a threat anymore. Go home and take it on your wife, and pretty soon you'll be squabbling her and you can't pay attention to standing up for yourself. And you lose your country. Hold your ground. I would teach that to the soldiers going to the war. I helped them to overcome post-traumatic stress disorder when they come back from it, by not being angry with their thoughts, because the enemy has got inside them, and the war is going on inside there. And the more the soldier fights with the enemy within, the more the enemy within grows stronger and will kill him. That's what suicide is all about. And these people in Washington are experts in psychological warfare, but I'm an expert in counter psychological warfare. Will you let me lead here? Would you support my program? Guess what? I had a great program last night. Did many people call and say, thank you for the program, here's some money? No. Not many people did. I said we have just three people working there in my office. I don't think we had many calls. Did we have much mail? I think we had three pieces. Now, that sounds defeatist. But I've been survived 50 years, so don't worry. I've been through difficult times. I've made it. But I just want you to know, you want me to help. I know every trick. If you just listen to that one, if you'll go to FHU.com and download the CD, or at least listen to it, it's free. Or go to the telephone number. After the program's finished, if you don't have a computer, go to 206. That's a prefix number. Excuse me. That's 206-315-4836. Would you remember that? 206-315-4836. And you can actually listen to a CD that will change your viewpoint so that you can stand, deal with your thoughts, the people that got in there as well, and then deal with the people outside that keep trying to get in, and they can't because you patiently endure them, and they can't handle that. All right, my name is Roy Masters. We'll be right back. Okay. Now, I want to let you know that if any attempt is to make to keep me from free speech, unless the FBI is compromised, I will report that to the FBI because it's against the Constitution that I have the right of free speech and assembly. But that's what the attempt will be made, and that the avenue is open to us, maybe, unless they are compromised, in which slowly but sure they will be. They'll be replaced by, you know, one of them. So, anyway, will you fight for your Constitution? Would you fight against all enemies, domestic or foreign, for your right to be free? Will you be like your soldier? Would you be the civilian soldier, in a sense, using nonviolent force to oppose your unconstitutional government? What they're doing is all wrong. You know it. And reason will not move them. Your reason will be frustrated, I promise you. So therefore, understand, you have to use non-violent force. Do you hear my voice? It's not violent, but it's strong. Can you hear it echoing in the chambers of your brain? Yes, you can. Because, in a very simple way, I'll say it simply, if you don't agree with me, you're nuts. But this is true. See, now they're crazy, really crazy, but they don't know they're crazy, and they think that we who are sane are crazy. So you understand me now. So therefore, when we speak truthfully and sensible and want to reason with them, it drives them up the wall, and they hate you for it, and they think you're hate mongers. So therefore, I'm one of those people who speak truthfully, simply. I've said it, spoke about a certain kind of person. That kind of person's angry right now. And you're crazy. I represent, in my free speech, the ideals our soldiers have fought for for 200 years. We must save America. Ladies and gentlemen, our soldiers can't fight this war. You must fight a war for them. You must save them because they're coming home to a communist country. That's right. Communist commander in chief. It's my right. That's how I believe he is. Am I have a right to believe that? Yes. Will they punish me for it? Of course. So when you hear me go off the air sometime, you know you're next. Okay, fair enough. Now, spread the word. Be still and know the ability to turn things around in your head and learn how to recover your ability to speak up to your wife, your husband, to the senators in a strong manner with great dignity, because therein lies the strength and the power. See, the number to call is a telephone. You just pick up the telephone and I start speaking. 206-315-4836. Now, I won't give you the other number. What I want to give you, because the advice line, you can also get on the telephone, but we'll do that later. All right, we'll be right back. I'm Roy Masters. The office number to call, say thank you, enjoy the program, here's some money, and then we can do something. The bad guys get all the money. Drugs, alcohol, what is it? You know, socialists, they get all the money to bring down the country. I get it. It's coming from the outside. What do you think? From other foreign countries making a home here, compromising your Democratic Party and turning it into a communist one. That's what you got.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
All right, now we're going to go Murray in New Jersey. Sorry to keep you waiting, Murray, but happy to have you on the program.
I'm very happy to speak to you, Mr. Masters, and I will make a contribution to the foundation. I think you're
Thank
brilliant.
You.
I think you're Thank brilliant, you. And you're right on target what you're saying.
If I could just lead, you know, a column of people in a march to Washington, and be the spokesman, they wouldn't have a chance of a snowflake in hell.
Oh, bless your heart. I'm sure you're right about that.
But I can't. I don't have the audience. If I had Rush Limbaugh's audience, I would do it. I would give up everything, all that money he makes.
What a team time you'd make, you and Rush.
Yeah, we would, but, you know, but he wouldn't be able to say the things. He gets angry too easy and therefore looks silly.
But he's right on target, isn't he?
He's right on target, yes, but he doesn't have the power because he's angry.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he loses the efficacy of his work.
So why am I calling? I must be angry too.
Yeah, well, you have to learn to overcome it and do something about it. In other words, if my children are naughty, I'm not angry, I do something about it. If my wife is out of place, I look at her and say, stop it. It's not going to happen. And that's it. And that's what we have to do. We have to learn to be strong and with this nonviolent force. See, we've never heard of such a thing as a nonviolent force, because the only time we ever use force is when we're angry because we lack grace. But grace is a person who can deal with invective in defamation, in cruelty, in betrayal, and not flinch, not be angry, has the power of nonviolent force. It has the power to inflict a grievous wound on the enemy or even convert him to goodness. He could choose, that person can choose from the force that's involved. There's a force involved, but it's violent because it attacks the dark side of a person. And it will often free the good person from its prison. But often the good person is in agreement with the dark side, and they both go down in flames.
You're right about that. Well, Mr. Masters, I just would like to tell you that I go back with you back in the 1980s, and I did a lot of meditation in the 80s, and I came to the light on a Sunday morning. I'll never forget it, and it was so terrifying that I shut it off, and I made a terrible mistake.
I know you did. I understand that.
I regretted it the rest of my life. I'm 80 years old now, and I'm trying to get back. I'm trying meditation now. But I find out at this stage of my life that the anxiety is overwhelming me.
But what was the warning? What was the warning that once you start, don't turn back, remember?
That's absolutely right. I know. It seems I was just curious.
But you know, sir, if you'll just be gentle about going about this, if you're sincere and not make a great struggle like in a panic, I'm going to do the meditation now because I remember it was beautiful, but I was foolish once, but I mistook the light as for being wickedness. The pain was not my pain, it was the pain of my dark side. And I was identified with my dark side, and I went with it thinking, you know, that the good was evil. Because that's how people see it, you see. The light coming on in that darkness of yours, it shines like the light shining through a window on a vampire. See, that's the pain. But that's not you that dies. And once you understand this, why you made that mistake, I don't lay that mistake to you. I wish you would have called me.
Yeah, so do I now. It's 30 years too late.
But not really. You're 80. You got another 20 years yet. If you survive, if you survive this long, in the mess you're in, you got some time to make it good. You would really do.
Well, it's true. It's brilliant. It's come to the light is worth everything.
Yeah, that's right. Even if it's your last breath.
Absolutely.
I think that the Bible, I remember. Go ahead.
The only thing I'm scared of is that I'm so terrified about my shortcomings that I've been terribly put down as a child, and I'm
most terribly
angry.
I know. It's all right, but
must
the point
be
is...
terrible angry.
I know. And just drop the anger. Because what you've got is the anger toward your father and your mother or those in
Absolutely.
And so you've never let it go, and you've been ruminating with it. Every time something upsets you, it feeds, it enlightens, it awakens the memories of the past, and they dance around in your head tormenting you, and you get angry with it, and when you get angry with it, you make it worse. And so that's where your inferiority comes from. But you can let things go now. See, if you just meditate, close your eyes for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you close your eyes, can you look at the inside of your eyelids? Can you see the inside of your eyelids like there's two of you? You know, your body is like an ape, an animal. That's all it is. It's just a machine, but it's a clever, marvelous machine. But if you look at your eyelids, it means there's something other than, there's something more than just an ape or an animal. It's something in you which is a soul looking at the inside of your eyes. So there's two ways of looking at things, with your eyes and then with that which looks through the eye. Right now, that which looks through the eye, like a light, is shining on your eyelids. That's not chemistry. That is the code, computer code, if you like, from God. And if you can be aware of your fingers tingling now, that will be the extension of the energy coursing through your veins, just a little tingle in your first right hand finger.
Right.
And keeping, right. What's happening now, you're this side, you're the other side of your imagination. There's no thought there. Where you are right now, there's no thought. You've actually stepped back across the border.
Mm-hmm.
And if you meditation is only that. And so when you sit quietly, being aware of your eye, if you get caught up in thought, all you have to do is step back, be aware that your eyelids, and actually it encompasses the whole of your forehead. It's almost like you're looking at a very starry sky, but the stars are moving around. See, like a television without a picture, but it's still on. You see?
Right.
It's just like white noise color.
Right.
You see that?
Yeah, I certainly do, and I do it often. I do it 3 times a day.
But the point is, you must not expect any more than to be shown your fault. And when you start to see your fault, don't resent knowing it. That's the mistake you made. You resent. When you see it appear, it's all your shortcomings you're looking at. But the biggest shortcoming you've got is what's poisoning you. It's resentment. It's resentment towards seeing it. See, a lot of people resent me at first because I see through them. And then they feel guilty, and then they put me on a pedestal.
I don't see how they can resent you, Mr. Masters. You're brilliant.
Yeah, but they do. A lot of people resent me, and then the result of that resentment, they go down the hill, or they think better of it and say, well, maybe he's not crazy, maybe I am, and he's right. Or they put me on a pedestal to hide their failure to deal with me properly. The terrible inferiority, the anger, they feel the guilt. So they put me on a pedestal so that they listen to me, so if I do what's right, they give me credit, but sooner or later I will fail them, and then they damn me for it. So between the two, they have put me in a position, whether I know it or not, that they are still always right and never wrong, and I'm no good. See?
That's the way
my wife did it to me.
May I interject one thing, sir?
Yeah. Go ahead.
I think I learned one thing in some of your recordings is you talk about language. I think language is what causes people a lot of grief.
Yeah. No? Yes, because of original sin, language outshouts common sense. So you see, we all have
exactly
common sense in the world, but when we learn language, it is the strongest suit. And so when people call you names and degrade you, And you begin to understand what language is, and you see the cruelty that's behind it, the venom that's behind it,
mm-hmm.
then pretty soon you start to
mm-hmm.
believe what you're told,
mm-hmm.
that you are, and mm-hmm. you're not those things at all, and your conscience tries
Absolutely.
To tell you, but the language
Absolutely.
Keeps out shouting you, and that's what Obama's doing with his thugs.
Absolutely.
See.
That's what I grew up with. Everybody
I'm your friend. But I'm your friend now. I'm 81 and 1 year old enough to be your dad one by 1 year.
Yeah, I go back with you a long time.
But all you need now is to wait and see and not struggle, and just let go, and see what happens when you sit quietly like the way I showed you, and the light will come back again. The light will come back,
much.
And it will, and you call me again, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. I'll make a contribution to the foundation.
No need to, but I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Have a good night.
Same to you. I appreciate it only if it gets better. So if it gets better, that'd be nice. All right, now we're going to take our calls again. We're going to go to Miami, Florida. Hello, Dale.
Hey, how you doing, Uncle Roy?
Okay, you've been listening for a while. You wouldn't call me that otherwise.
Yep. I'm just, I was on the internet because that's the only way I can get you now. But I was looking at you. I was listening to your sermon on the hypnosis of America.
Yes.
And it started jogging my memory some of the stuff you taught in the past.
Yes.
Is the key to hypnosis pride?
It's the dark side. It's the part of the ego that is the weak side, our weak side. I don't know how to say this, but we're all born with a soul, and we can call that ego. There's a healthy ego, one that has a relationship with God, if you like.
Right.
And then there's the unhealthy part of the ego when we doubt ourselves and we're made angry. And anger is the mother of doubt. And doubt is what causes us to be angry, because when we doubt what's true, we end up making huge mistakes, and then we get angry. We get angry with somebody, blame, or angry with ourselves, and that continues. Once you start to doubt for any reason, because someone is a clever talker, and it makes you doubt, like Eve made Adam doubt what was he knew was right in his heart. So if you are seduced by lies, and then your world falls apart, then the tendency is that you've got inside you, by the fact of falling for the lie, a separation, a disconnect from truth. And that causes a spiritual parasite to attach to your soul. And it thinks through you. It's a chemistry of thinking through you, and that chemistry is emotions, anger, excitement,
right.
Love, hate. See?
So therefore, I guess doubt and pride is the roots of all sin, then, probably. Isn't it?
When you doubt yourself, when you have that weakness of character where everybody's got it, so we have to overcome it. Because when we're small, we're attacked when we're very small. So we don't understand what we're up against. But as we grow older, we grow in conflict with what's happening to us. And so eventually we start searching. But there's no answers in churches or psychiatry or in medicine, hardly anywhere. Except here, of course. Anyway, I hope that answers your question. We'll be right back. My name is Roy Masters, 800-866-8883. We're going to go to our calls. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we need your money. Thank you. Please don't wait another day. Please call my office tomorrow and let the phone ring and say, look, we appreciate the program. Whatever you want to say, hopefully that we've done something for you or helped you to find peace of mind and help you to overcome your problems. Well, by the way, that lady who had pancreatic cancer didn't call me today. I was hoping for her to call, but please God, she's better. And maybe there's no need. Well, then I think perhaps the worst. If she's listening, I would like to hear from her to see how she is, by the way. We had a wonderful talk together. She wasn't much younger than me, a little bit younger than me. And I've been through a lot, still going through a lot, not finished yet. But I've grown strong in spite of it and learned to, in manner of speaking, become my own doctor. And didn't Jesus help a lot of people with that? Wasn't he a physician of sorts? Yes, of course. And that's how Christianity should work. It doesn't. I find that most Christians are still just as sick as the non-Christians. And that shouldn't be. But I can understand that there's growth. There's realizing that we're not as Christian as you thought you were, and therefore that the symbol of is that you have the same family problems that everybody else has, and you have the same diseases and sicknesses and anxieties, when you shouldn't. What is religion for? It's to release you from all that. So that none of those things fall upon you, or you can recover from them. Okay, now, I have a secret weapon against socialism. It's called, it's the CD you can download and listen to free, and you can, for a paltry sum of money, anything you want, you can burn a CD for, listen to it on the web, FHU.com, or if you don't have such equipment as computer, you can use your telephone and listen to it on the telephone until you get it. You don't have to buy anything. It will just show you what to do. You can listen to your on your speakerphone. It's 206-315-4836. Dial that number and you'll get it. Thank you very much. Support the program. Order some books. Go to the web and check it out. Sunday mornings, I give talks. Hope to see you then. Oh, it's on the web.
To Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Ah, yes. From Patricia in California. Mother has Alzheimer's and she resents it. Hello, Patricia.
Hi, Roy. I'm sorry, I'm crying.
What are you crying for?
I guess I hate my mother so much.
You hate your mother so much?
Yeah. But I guess I take care of her.
She's like the albatross around the ancient mariner's neck, aren't you?
Yeah. It's like I depend on her, and that's so bad. I know it.
So you depend on your mother, and now she's turned into a vegetable. That's nice.
Yeah, I'm a mess. I'm a mess.
In other words, your mother never. You were too close to your mother.
Yes, I was.
She never lets you go, and now she's just a rotting corpse.
Yes.
What good does it do to resent this piece of human being that's turning into petrified wood?
I know I shouldn't, but I do. I guess I hate.
But you're going to end up with Alzheimer's yourself.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Yeah, not funny, but it's true.
Yeah, and I know that I
She's been feeding on you all your life.
Yes.
And the sicker she gets, you're actually helping her to get sick.
Oh, am I?
Yes, you are. You're feeding yourself. Your anger. If you were a communist or a bully, and you were
you're
a bully to your mother. She was your bully at one time.
Yes.
That's why you were close to her. You was close to her, so she wouldn't get angry with you, so you want to please her all the time.
Right, yeah, that's the kind of...
Okay, but now you've turned into the bully, but what good is it? She doesn't know anything.
Right. I just... So,
What you're doing now, you're old. When you were a little girl, you didn't know any better. Okay, get it.
Okay.
She took away your selfhood, and she made you a dependent on her, and she lived from you. She had no life of her own. She lived from you. She lived by intimidating you into being close to her and being submissive, servile, like the government wants to do to America.
Right.
She did it to you.
Yes.
And so what's the use of hating her? Because all you're going to do is that corpse there is going. You're going to feed it.
Right.
You're going to feed it life.
So in other words, don't resent it.
Well, what good is it? Well, just think for a minute. What good is it resenting it?
Yeah.
It's you resented your mother all your life, even though you thought you loved her.
Yeah.
You tried to love. Your love was only a servitude, an attempt to get her to not to get her to stop hating you, and to love you.
Yes.
Instead, but all she did was become more intimidating.
Yes, and now that she's not there, now I feel guilty. Like.
Well, but she's still there, and she's still a block of wood, and now you're hating this dead thing.
Right. Then I got to stop the resentment then.
Well, no. Do you go to work?
No, I don't work. I take care of her because...
Well, where do you get the money? Where'd you get the money from?
Well, my son works, and then I guess she had worked, and she is getting...
You know what? Why don't you give her over to the government?
Okay.
And then when you're ready, when you stop being resentful, you may want to take her back. But this time, not with hostility, so begrudging.
Okay.
You could take her back, but you're not fit for it right now.
Okay.
And so she'll kill you. That's
I feel that.
That living dead thing is going to kill you.
Okay. Because I just feel my stomach all knotted up and
I know. Why don't you give her over to a government home and go visit her once a week? And then get yourself straightened out and come back and get her if you want to.
Okay. That's the best.
That was never a mother.
Okay.
That drove away your father or killed him, one of the two.
Yeah, well, he's getting like that too.
Yeah, yeah, that's nice. That's wonderful. I think, see that? Because he's also hating her.
Yeah, and then I have a son, and he hates me, so it's like...
You need to move that whole family away. Move into a government warehouse.
Okay.
Sorry, I have no compassion for that.
Okay.
None whatsoever. I have no compassion for you if you haven't got the courage to do it. And now you're free.
Okay.
The truth sets you free. It's unpleasant truth, and some people may not like what I have to say. Well, to hell with you.
Yes. Okay.
That's what I say.
Okay.
This is the right thing for you to do. Am I right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
The government will take care of that.
Right.
And then maybe when you're more mature,
okay,
you can get her back.
Okay.
And maybe then she might recover, because all she ever needed was for me to
get away from her.
No, all she needed for you is for you to become mature.
Okay.
And become a human being, and suddenly she's face to face with a real human being, and you shock her to awakening.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Or not. You might shock her to death, but that doesn't make a difference. So either you kill her or cure her with your awareness, it shouldn't make any difference to you. It'd be nice if it comes out good, but if it turns out that the shock of you being real person all of a sudden standing there in one piece might kill her. Well, so be it. Cruel, aren't I? And I'm mean. What a mean person I am. Somebody call me up and tell me I'm mean, please. If you're muttering it under your breath, would you do that? Say it. I show you that you're wrong. Okay, we'll be right back.
If you're a regular listener to Roy Masters' radio program, I want to tell you a story about an old man who came to a raging river, and he stopped and began to build a bridge across. He spent many years building that bridge, toiling every single day. And then one day, a young man came, and he said, "Old man, what are you doing?"
"I'm building a bridge."
And the young man said, "Why? You could have gotten across the river. Why did you stay to build it?"
He said, "Because I knew one day someone would come that couldn't cross this raging river. So I built it for you."
Roy Masters has been building a bridge for people for almost 50 years. He's helped to change this country in ways you will never understand or know. So if you appreciate the bridge that he's built, please help him keep building the bridge for future generations. Your donations to the Foundation of Human Understanding are tax deductible. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227 during regular business hours Monday through Friday. If you've been helped by the work Roy Masters is doing on the radio, please consider paying forward the gift you have received so others may benefit as well. The Pay It Forward program allows you to automatically donate the amount you want on a monthly basis. Even just $5 a month from people who care will make a difference. Or you can make a one-time donation and help support our radio program and website, as well as our prison ministry and Patriot Outreach program. If you'd like to contact us by mail, write to the Foundation of Human Understanding, P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Or call Monday through Friday, regular business hours, West Coast time, 1-800-877-3227. Again, that's the Foundation of Human Understanding, P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. For more information on the Foundation of Human Understanding, visit the website fhu.com. That's fhu.com.